November 6, Jesus says, I know that you are surrounded by snares and weak. I know and take this into account when judging you. I would no longer be just if I did not take into account your weakness and the works of the evil one. What makes me become severe is that you often do not fall out of weakness or a demoniacal snare. You fall knowingly. You deliberately throw yourselves into the abyss, saying, and what do I care about God? It is then that I call you Judases. You sell me with my precious blood. You hand me over to Satan by giving him your souls, which are mine, for I bought them back by my death. You betray me by calling yourselves Christians, while performing works as anti-Christians. Judas also consumed the Eucharist and with me, in his breast, went to take the money of barter, and with his hands contaminated by that money he embraced me to point me out to the enemy. Judas causes you disgust. But in what way do you act differently, you that seek to exploit your position as Christians, for your own purposes, and do not serve the interests of Christ? You serve them so little that you leave him, to chase after the seducer. How much mercy I will have for those who fall with a will opposed to falling, and who repent of their fall. 1, 2, 10, or 100 non-malicious falls do not mortally wound love. They are mutual scratches which your tears heal, and my love restores to health. You say to me, Mercy Lord, and I say to you, Come, poor child, to the Father. One who is immortal, raised upon the cross, will have the power to set to flight what frightens and torments you, for I am the Lord of life and death, and can place life where death is already imminent, and overcome death by calling back to life. No one, except me, can do this. Satan can give you all powers, but not that of calling back vital movement. On the contrary, he teaches you to shatter lives with hatred for the giver of life, who, to nourish you, not only for bodily life, for which he has grain germinate and form ears, but for spiritual life, gives you the bread which the angels adore, because it is the flesh of the Son of God. He gives it to you, not asking for anything in exchange except love and faith, and, indeed, like a holy beggar asks you to receive him into yourselves, for he makes, being with you, his joy. In you that bread is transformed into life and grace, it is transformed into salvation, light, joy, and wisdom. You become all when you are in all with the Son of God. The word of the Father speaks softly when he remains like a heart in your breast. And it is my word that conserves for eternal life those who do not forswear their supernatural filiation. Blessed are those who not only love you. O thought of the Father whom love makes the word, in the hours of joy, but who, even before there is joy even under hurricane clouds, bless you, light that experience no pause in shining. Blessed are those who are able to praise you with tears in their eyes and trust in their hearts, and are certain of your mercy in truth. I tell you that whoever is able to open God with the most beautiful act of faith, while the darkness is hanging overhead, bringing despair, shall know the eternal Son. There are few of these true believers, too few. In this night of impotence which has come out of hell, the infirm spirits fall like leaves disintegrated by water and torn away by the wind. Their weight drags them along, and, as an increase of the flesh, they have Satan, who keeps them blinded and tightly grasped to prevent them from making an effort at elevation which would suffice to save them. Fear and discouragement dull them, vice paralyzes them, and despair burns them. They are ruins trembling over vain shadows, and do not know that they ought to tremble over themselves as slayers of their immortality. The churches are emptied, the altars lack worshippers. The mystical bread is not sought after, the three virtues are languishing or dead, and the cardinal virtues as well. There is rage, and a chaotic effort, to seek salvation and disdain and derision for the children of the light, more than disdain, a desire to oppress them to put out that light, which is hateful to them. But the more they deride and crush you, O dear children who are my light brought to men, the more this poor world will plunge into darkness. The crimes and the crimes shall form a wall and barrier for the light. And under that onerous shelter humanity shall perish in a desperate jail. Go ahead and reject the signs I send you from heaven and laugh at the celestial warnings. Go ahead and believe everything is licit for you. When you least expect, I will have you experience a sign before which you shall plummet in terror, and the wrath you now unleash against the defenseless will be flung back upon you. I am that sign. At my appearance, not on earth the time has not yet come, but spiritually to the children of wrath, and to the father of extermination, your arms and his shall fall like dust, when the wind dies down. And if prayers had risen from the earth, instead of curses, that appearance of mine would already have occurred, and you would now be liberated from your terrors, unfortunates who tremble, and are unable to come to the one who loves you. It is I who overcome. It is I who know. And it is a great affliction for me to see you kneeling here and there like frightened sheep, following the most foolish advice, obeying those who are wicked, in addition to being foolish. I would like to die a second time, just to open the eyes of your souls, and make you that holy, great, and glorious people that God had proposed to make when he created the first parent. I would like to create you a second time, just to be able not to see you so far removed from my thought. But what is this? I am speaking to all. I will be heard by few, comprehended by fewer still. Wisdom is no longer loved, and is no longer comprehended. But to his faithful ones wisdom shall always give strength and light on earth, salvation, and joy beyond the earth. He shall give himself, and the man what has served him, and merited shall be among the 144,000 about whom John speaks, and the holy Jerusalem shall be his, in which there is the throne of the wisdom who immolated himself to bring himself to men of good will.